Sunday, September 24, 2017. Here's your leadership tip. Take ownership and action. Taking ownership and action means it falls on you. The buck stops with you. If it rolls downhill, it's going to stop right where you're at because that's who you are. You've accepted that. See, whatever the team does is because of you. You wanted to be the leader? You're the leader. They turn to you. Do you explain everything? Good. Then there should be no problems. Own it. Say it's us. Our team did it. We successfully completed that. We own this. It's ours. We were handed this mission and we completed the mission. We achieved the goal. Now on the flip side of that coin, something goes wrong. It's no longer a we. It's you. Me. I. As their leader, I take responsibility for the failure. As their leader, I am responsible. And ultimately, the buck stops here. That's the way it is. Leadership is a great and glorious position, but it's also a very lonely position, especially in times of trouble. But being a leader that accepts responsibility and takes ownership and deals with it is a leader I want to follow every day, all day, everywhere. Why? Because he truly understands that he built the team, he's got his lead, he's got his sub-leaders, he's got his followers, but he's got the people that he is ultimately responsible for. He's got the mission he's ultimately supposed to achieve and conduct and see it to its inevitable end. And when it fails, the inevitable end is the, well, standing on a carpet and taking action and taking responsibility and most of all, taking ownership for that failure. But as I mentioned earlier, when it's success, it's we. It's always we. It's always us. It's never me or I. It's tricky, but it works and it has worked and it can continue to work so long as leaders remember that in good times, it's we and us. And in bad times, there's no finger pointing. It is your responsibility. It is your team. It is you that's at the helm. You are the leader. So take ownership and action, always. Talk to you soon.